Hey everybody. So today I want to talk about a philosophical concept called optimistic nihilism. So you might think optimistic nihilism, that sounds kind of like a contradiction. But hear me out. You ever wake up from a beautiful dream, stare at the ceiling, and think, I don't want to do this today? Or tomorrow, or the next day, or the day after that. Yeah, you get the idea. The good news is none of it matters. Your job, your bills, your awkward small talk with coworkers who secretly also would rather be bed rotting. None of it means a thing in a universe where no lives matter. And that is the most comforting thing you'll hear today. So let's take a step back. You sitting there existing, you are a cosmic accident, a fluke, the result of a series of random violent chemical reactions that somehow, against all odds, led to you sitting on the toilet watching YouTube. But let's go with this. It gets better. The universe is about 13.8 billion years old. It's been around for eons before you. And it will keep spinning long after you're gone. Nothing you do will leave a lasting impact. Not your job, not your Instagram account, and not that one time you tried to start a podcast. And yet here you are, stuck in a body, paying rent, pretending that taxes actually make sense, and wondering if your boss knows that you're just making things up as you go along. Newsflash, they are too. So, most people freak out when they hear life is meaningless. They might think, what do you mean there's no grand plan? No divine checklist of life achievements. No ancient prophecy that foretold me binge watching 400 hours of Netflix. So here's the good thing. Good old regular nihilism is just giving up. It's like looking at life and going, well, screw it. Time to rot. But optimistic nihilism, that's realizing that life, if it has no inherent meaning, you're ultimately free. If you can handle that freedom. Most of us have been so programmed by the system that real freedom is actually pretty scary. So, what do I mean by that? The philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre once said, man is condemned to be free because once thrown into the world, he is responsible for everything he does. It is up to you to give life a meaning. Now, that's a responsibility that most people are too afraid to take on. But in my humble opinion, that's the only way to live a life without regrets. Another existentialist philosopher, Albert Camus, once stated, the only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion. Okay. So you accept that life is meaningless. I'm real proud of you. That's very nice. But now what? How do you use that information without immediately quitting your job and moving into a van down by the river? On a side note, it seems that moving into a van down by the river has actually become a desirable goal for an increasing number of people these days, but I digress. Here's something to consider. Stop taking everything so seriously. I know this is easier said than done, especially for drama queens. But most of the things you worry about, completely made up. Status, fake. Job titles, fiction. Time, an illusion. The fact that you accidentally farted in a crowded elevator, yeah, actually you should worry about that one. There's a special place in hell for people that do that. Anyways, we're all making up stories in our heads about what other people are thinking, when really, nobody really cares. Just try to do whatever makes existing less terrible. Try to be kind, even when you just feel like being an a-hole. I know it's challenging. There are some days. So, if life is meaningless, your only real job is to make it not suck while you're here. Now, that doesn't mean chasing cheap pleasure until your liver gives out. It means doing things that actually make you feel alive, no matter how small. Learning something just because it's interesting, not because it needs to become monetized. Laughing until your love handles hurt. Getting really, really good at making pancakes for no reason other than the fact that there's something satisfying and meditative about pouring the batter on the skillet. You know, for me, one of the only things that keeps me going is the simple fact that I love making and drinking coffee every day. I look forward to that. And I'm all right with that at this point in my life. And I think that this is what winning at life looks like. Once you just bulldoze all the other BS, the big stuff that you think is important. You know, just embrace the absurdity and laugh about it and move on, move forward. You know, the world is weird. People are weird. You are weird. I'm weird. Just accept it. Laugh about it. Don't fight it. You're here, whether you like it or not, so you might as well just enjoy the shit show. I mean, at least that's what I'm trying to do. So, ultimately, what does this all mean? It means you're free. You're not obligated to chase some grand purpose. No one is keeping score. No cosmic entity is waiting at the finish line with a clipboard going, "Oh, wow, you really screwed up on that one Tuesday in 2017. If life is meaningless, that means you get to decide what matters. You get to create the rules. And If those rules involve drinking coffee at midnight or greeting every cat or dog or alpaca you meet, then congrats. You've figured out how to live. So, yeah, life is ultimately meaningless. But instead of being depressed about it, maybe try seeing it as a happy kind of sad. Like, when you realize that you ate all the cheesecake and you feel horrible, but it was absolutely delicious cheesecake. A happy kind of sad. You don't have to be important. You don't have to make an impact. It's okay to actually just exist for however long you've got. So that's about it for me today. Optimistic nihilism, something to consider. Thank you for your time. And if you like this video, please like, comment, subscribe, and hopefully we'll see you in the near future with some more existential dread.